All right, guys, welcome back. It is the JVL podcast. I'm Jay. I'm here with
Dre, back at it again. How y'all doing?
What up, what up? It's Jazz. We back at it. What's happening? Yo,
Jazz is back. Welcome back, Jazz. Back on the I don't know if y'all heard that. That was a lot of time. Anyways, let's start off on today's episode about free agency, because the NBA free agency has recently started and a lot of stuff that happened recently. So, who wants to start us off?
I guess start us off.
All right. First,
I do want to ask, like, how do y'all feel about what's been happening in the free agency? Like, players getting courted, still some players still waiting to get courted and haven't. Today, Kelsey Mitchell just got courted. How y'all feeling about that one?
Man,
I feel like it's a big move for Indiana. That was their number one priority. Like, there was nothing else you can do about that but lock her down. Now you have her and Caitlin Clark. Now you have a chance to go out there and hit free agency and bring someone else in to go alongside them and Aaliyah Boston.
Yep, it was definitely a big move. She's a key factor on Fever. So
I know that's a lot. Yeah, I know a lot of people been asking too, like, does she stay though? Does she want to stay?
I feel like she's in a position to where they can possibly contend for a championship within the next 2 or 3 years. So it would make sense for her to stay.
Yeah.
I think so too. Especially like you said, they have a nice solid team. They are missing like some key pieces that can, you know, clean it up a little bit. But I mean, overall, mm-hmm. they are a really good team.
Exactly. Once you get the key pieces, that's like it's all good. Like you can like get your little championship. But yeah, I agree with y'all on both of those. So yeah.
First step was locking down Kelsey Mitchell. Next step is see what you can get in a free agency. Then you got the draft coming up. Get ready for the season.
Make the right moves. Get the right players, and go chase that championship. Who knows? But yeah. I think they'll be good contenders for the finals next season. That's coming up, which I'm excited for. But
they're gonna be doing that for a minute.
Oh yeah, 100%. So.
Unless something shakes.
I feel like it's gonna be a crazy old season popping up. So free agency. Who else they got going? Well, who else was Core?
Oh, we got Gabby.
Gabby? Oh yeah, they did Core Gabby Williams. How we feel about Gabby getting Core?
Seattle would be crazy if they didn't.
Yeah. Especially with stuff going on with Jewel. Yeah, he can't have Jewel.
I was just about to say that. Jewel being out, yeah.
They don't look like they about to hit that rebuild mode.
I think it's a rebuild mode for sure.
I think they've been in that stage for a little minute anyways. I think they kind of had to scramble a little bit just after Stewie left.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like that because that was like a key player. Like that
right.
was
that, that was the team right there.
Yes. So it's like, how do we replace that? All right, cool. We search it. All right, we end up with Skylar. All right, cool. All right, now we got Gabby back. All right, cool. But we still, it's like they still missing something. Like, the way everything that Stewie brought is like they missing that.
Right.
They got potential. 100%. They have a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
They need some.
They need some. But
if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Ooh. Wow. Okay. Shoot. What else is going on? Oh. Free agency have been crashing out a lot this year. I can't lie. I was in crash out mode. I think everyone was in crash out mode because everyone was stressing out about the next person we're going to talk about. KP right. Got cord. KP. The Aces quarter. When was it? Like, I think, was it
they
last
did,
week?
They did it the first day. They ain't wasting no
they
time.
They did the first day. They were wasting no time. They did not want to let it go.
They didn't waste no time. But the news that's been coming out ain't been good.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, I was in crash out mode. I had a feeling that she was going to get cored, but then you got all these people saying other stuff. And then I
Her getting traded.
Yeah,
her getting wanting traded. To trade.
Exactly. So, KP free agency getting cored, so she's going to negotiate with the Aces. How are we feeling about that? What do you think is going to happen with all that? Like, what do you think KP's going to do?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Are you looking at it from her perspective or what's best for the Aces?
That's true.
I would say for the Aces, I keep her.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
For the Aces, I keep her. But
I would keep her, but they're talking about her. First, they're talking about her going to Golden State.
Yeah.
But today, they had a list of, like, top five free agents that can go to Indiana, and she was on that list.
She was on that list. Satu was on that list, too.
Satu was also on that list, for sure. Yep.
Nah, I think...
And Natasha Howard was on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think with KP, I'll be happy whatever decision she chooses, of course, because, I mean, I'm a KP fan, so whatever she chooses, right. I'm happy with. But if I'm the Aces, I'm doing everything to keep her because she's literally a key factor of this franchise. Granted, like, I hear, like, a lot of, like, people talking about, oh, well, we could get Satu. We could get...
I was like, dang, man.
Like, over KP, respectfully. But, and now, because now I'm thinking about chemistry. It's not just...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Right.
Now, Satu will be amazing with the Aces, right? But chemistry-wise, will she be amazing? Like, will she mash together with the Aces?
I don't know.
I think it's possible. It can happen, but it's a lot because that whole team and their chemistry, like, we know how the Aces are. Like, their chemistry is, like, insane. Like, I mean, it's possible, but
on the court though, not just like outside.
Yeah,
on the court chemistry.
I feel like it will take some time if it were to happen. That'd probably take a lot of time for to build up the right chemistry for the team.
It'll be some adjustments going on.
Yeah,
but see that I think if I'm KP, I'm staying. But that's if I'm happy being there. That's if I'm happy.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if I'm happy, I'm, like, thriving, and I'm getting everything I wanted. My team is perfect. Like, if I'm, like, I love the city. Like, if I'm happy, I'm staying. Y'all just got to pay me a little bit more, but I'm staying.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have to give me that bacon hammer money.
Man.
Right. Right, man. I was gonna say the same thing about me being a KP fan. Wherever she goes, I'm gonna follow. Of course, KP fan till the day I die. But you know, I'd be happy in the end. But you know, like you said, for the Aces, I keep her. She's a key factor, and I tell that to everyone all the time. Key factor of the team. But you know, I agree with you on that.
Sometimes the grass ain't greener on the other side.
Yeah, that's true. You give her the right amount of money, make the right adjustments. Yeah, I'll stay. You know,
since you want an acre and a mule. All right, come on.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I'll stay over here. At the end of the day, we don't know what's gonna happen. I'm still a little stressed about it, but as of right now, I'm okay with knowing that she's cored and I'm sure the Aces are doing whatever they can to keep her on the team. Because she's a key factor for that whole franchise.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, since you're just talking about... What were you going to say?
I was going to bring up Satu real quick, because
I was gonna bring up
I was gonna bring up Dallas in general. If I'm Satu, hear me out. People gonna probably be like, "Dog, nah, you tripping." If I'm Satu, yeah, it would be nice to go play with my sister. Because I most likely would have the opportunity to go play with my sister, right? I would go right. But New York now won another championship again. I'm gonna just say that. So
I agree with you. I don't think so. No, given what happened last season,
they're one and done.
One and done.
Sabrina, I'm sorry. You're one of my favorite players, but nah.
All right. I agree with you on that one.
But if
y'all start that's the way she performed.
No, she had a bad season this season. It wasn't like super, super terrible, but she wasn't herself.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't what you expect from Sabrina.
And she knew that too. Yeah, she knew it wasn't her best season. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I would say if I'm Satu, I stay at Dallas. Why? I say Dallas to me has always been an actual really good team. They just needed structure, and my girl got to remember that she ain't Kobe. She got help.
Right. That's true. You can't really win stuff by yourself.
Because they have a lot of potential. Dallas has always been like one of my teams since Skylar was there. Like they have the potential to be like something really good. They have the players to be that good. It's just getting one, the coach that can make that happen. And Rike just got to remember, like, she got help. She got help.
Yeah. That's true.
And with Paige possibly coming there, I stay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd 100% stay.
I'll stay. And not even just that. I'm like, if everybody decides to stay or get kept or whoever they get in free agency, I'll stay. Because it's, like I said, it's a lot of potential there. A lot of potential. Oh,
yeah. 100%. I've seen it, you know. I think they can. I feel like, yeah, no, I would stay too if I was thought to opinion, but you know. Yeah. I will ever stay.
I would stay. I would say even like with Brianna, I'm like, she's a stay.
Oh yeah. 100%.
She'd be crazy.
If I was Satu, I wouldn't even make that announcement.
Nah. Well, technically, she didn't say she was leaving Dallas. And she didn't say she was staying either.
She didn't say she was leaving, but she was like, oh yeah, I played my last game in Dallas. Why would you make that statement?
But see, a lot of people
are going to think of all this stuff.
Because it could have went one or two ways. She could have said, yeah, I played my last game in Dallas. And we all took it as, oh, she dipping. She probably didn't mean that for real. Exactly. She probably was saying.
I'd been like, you know what? As for now, I'm with Dallas, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to take it one day at a time. They're like, okay. Now, like. She said, let me shake the table, let me see, she technically didn't say she was leaving, she technically didn't say she was staying either,
so it's like she just said, hey, I played my last game in Dallas,
I think she just wanted to stir the pot a little bit. You gotta get it all scared and confused. Like,
she did more than stir the pot, she turned the oven on and everything.
Got Natasha Cloud over there talking about somebody. She'd get up her apartment for her to come to Phoenix at Arrival. And that's the cool thing about Arrival too, and it's crazy because you around all these free agent players, one, and you around all this amazing talent.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing. Whispering. Hey, you should come over here, and this is you should come over here. Cause
give me reasons. Whispering,
I'm sending bills to your hotel.
Nah, I'll be doing the same thing. I'll be like, hey, Satu,
what's my favorite color of roses? Go ahead and slide into it.
Hey, because the amount of like free agents like that's there is insane, and they're key players. So it's like
it's crazy. Like, all these free agents. Whoa.
Oh, Julie, you said you wanted to trade. You want to go? Hey, we can make something happen.
make some moves before the actual regular season start. There, just take it while it's there. Just, you know, got options. Come over here. Man. Give them the right reasons. And some free agency Stewie also became got caught with New York, by the way.
Yeah.
So I had a feeling that was gonna happen. Because why wouldn't you want
to? I don't see her going nowhere.
Nah, I would stay in New York.
I'll stay in New York.
To me, I think they get treated very, very well in New York. They have an owner that actually cares about about them and what they try to do. That whole, like, they did a whole 360. Like,
mm-hmm.
I stay. Because it's more to come with that organization, not just. So you got your teammates, you get treated good. I mean, y'all have potential to win another championship, even though y'all won't. Y'all have potential.
What? Man. Y'all won't. It was a one-time thing.
It's there, but we don't know about it.
Love to be there as well.
Hey, watch they come through and win another one. I'd be so mad.
No, I'd be so mad. Like, yo, we just said all this.
Yeah, say, just, yeah, no, Jazz was talking so much stuff. Yeah,
they're like, well, I was like, all that just to get proved wrong. I'd be so mad too. I'd be like,
hey, prove me wrong. But AJ,
that's when we switched to that and just start talking about the Yankees,
right? AJ,
yeah,
AJ Wilson. Oh, she coming.
Oh, no, yeah. Y'all know. I'm pretty sure she's been cooking. She's I don't think they're ready for AJ. Nah, AJ's gonna keep climbing, and I tell people all the time. Every time someone talks about Asia, because one of my friends did it, talked about Asia. I think he like brought up like Kalen Karkin. So I'm like, nah. I'm like, nah. You don't know what Asia got though. Nah. Give Kalen maybe. No, but no. She's still got a long way to go. But no, Asia coming. She got a lot.
Asia.
I'm gonna keep saying. I'm gonna say it. Asia Wilson. Just remember.
What Soulja Boy say? Asia. Asia Wilson. MVP, back champ. Do I keep going?
I can keep on going, But yeah, I'll think you're prove us wrong. But I'm saying I don't think it's gonna happen. No.
It ain't happening. But. Since we was talking about Unrival and everything I was gonna ask y'all who y'all top six, like in order, like who y'all top got six. Going number one through six.
You wanna go? Dre, go first. I'll
go first.
go first, bro.
I got Phantom number one. I got Laces number two.
Okay.
I got Roses number three.
All right, okay.
All right.
Then I got Luna number four.
Oh, it's interesting.
I got Mist at five. And I got Vinyl at six.
That was valid.
Okay.
My list out. I think. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but my number one is Laces. I got Phantom on number two. I got Mist on number three. I got Rose on number four. I got Bino at five. And then I got Lunar Owl at number six. Love them all. But the top three just took my heart. I can't lie.
You got the Rose at four?
Hey, it's on the bottom.
Oh, that is crazy.
That ain't that bad. What are you talking about? The Rose is right below. I wish I could put them on number three too, but that one just that.
Yeah, that's that flip a coin.
They're number four. They're not that low. They're still on top.
I mean, they're not at the bottom of the list, so it's okay.
Yeah, they're not them on the list. See, it's not that.
Where you had Rose at, Dre?
Three.
Where you had laces at?
Two.
Oh, okay.
All right. What is looking like?
I got laces number one.
Okay.
Rose number two. You know, with that though, I like flip flop because like some days I have rose at number one and then laces number two. Depend on the day. But Phantom three. This one was kind of hard for me, but at first I had vinyl at four, but I switched it and put the owls on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so owls for number four, and then miss number five, and then vinyl. I'm sorry. Six. Yeah. I had to go look back. looking at like some of the footage of everybody together, like some of the like the practices that they doing, like the scrimmage stuff. Right. Yeah,
I was flip flopping from Rose and Mist for the third spot, but I just saw Mist. I'm at my number three, but Rose ain't that far down. So I mean, they're not that low on the bottom of the list. Come on, it's not that bad.
That was a Soulja Boy moment right there. Four.
Hey man, that was a Soulja Boy moment. I was like, oh, Bob, oh, that is my first.
With the point guard, four. That's crazy.
Mrs. Stacked. It was hard to pick between Rose and Miss. So I was like,
That's fair.
Yeah, Mrs. Stacked. I was really thinking about if I won them third or fourth. I was like, I don't want any of them at that point at fourth. But like, yeah, I just see this is just stacked.
Here's my top three. That's it.
Right.
Nah, I love the Rose though. I love them all. But
I do too. Know,
I love just them all. The They're content.
Yeah. Oh, the chemistry we see it like the happiness like. I ain't see them this happy in the WNBA. So
nah,
right?
I think it's so cool to see all that.
And I think it's because one, because they was like that with Team USA went out. They were all like having fun and stuff like that. But this is like a little bit different because now you're around a little bit more players and some of the best players in the league, and they all like getting to know each other on a different level, not just a basketball level.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty dope, and I think with Nay and Mulberry, I think I love it, and the way their chemistry is building. Come next season,
man, that's gonna be crazy, man. No, I would see all the behind the scenes and stuff. Like I saw, like I think. Who was it? I think Marina did a TikTok with Jack.
Yep. I love that she got Jack talking.
I was like, oh, you got Jack? You on a TikTok? Oh, no. I was like, yo, it's hard to get Jack. You know how Jack is. She be quiet. And I've also noticed she been, you be hearing her talk a lot more during then. You didn't see that a lot.
So Jack is like me. Like, when we get around people that we like super comfortable with, oh, we gonna talk y'all ear off, but it's like
it's different.
Yeah, when we around people like we like super quiet, chill. They like don't want to be by. Or if I get put on the spot, like I'm like you like quiet, like how AC put her on the spot when they was doing the Aces Academy clinic thing that time. She kind of was like, man, you just
put me on the spot like that. Oh, come on.
But no, like people think Jack don't talk, like just because she don't be on like everybody's TikToks or Instagram account, like Jack be talking.
Let her get comfortable.
Let me go get comfortable with Jack real quick.
Like once the quiet people get comfortable with you, they won't shut up. Me being one of them people. So
honestly, I agree with you on that. I think good though. That's me with Drip. That's how I was. I don't talk to a lot of people. I'd be real quiet.
Oh, that's how I am.
Small talk. Yeah, I keep a small talk, but as soon as we're comfortable, I'm gonna be yapping. I'm just a yapper. But that's if you like, that's if I'm like comfortable enough to just keep yapping, like yapping your ear off. And I just don't feel bad. Sometimes I just listen, I'm out. But I be thinking about my bed, but no.
Yeah. A lot of people forget too that Marina and Arike and Jackie was all on the same team in college. So that is another chemistry why she's like,
right,
comfortable.
100%.
Yeah,
that was just so cool to see. I just love how Unravel is looking, and all the behind the scenes and all the little stuff like that. Like, it's just so cool to see, and I'm excited for that thing to start. Like, that's just insane.
I can't wait. They doing an amazing job for real. Like,
yeah, Unravel crazy on the promotion, like promoting it and just.
I'm impressed, and I want them to succeed so bad. Like, I want them to, like, years and years and years, like, years. Like, this makes me happy, seeing all them happy. We getting, like, to watch them play and not against each other, but, you know, I'm excited. That's, like, the best part.
Exactly. I feel like it's also getting them ready for the regular season. But they're having fun before then. I feel like it's good they're having fun like during the off season, and they can still play. They can still hoop while they're during the off season. You know, they don't have to, like, you know, they're just doing their thing.
But and they still get like a mini break after that too, which is cool.
Oh yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. They do get a little break after that. I think it. Yeah, the way it was, it's like, it's also it's gonna be a nice little thing. I think it's like 10 weeks. That's a long time. Not that long. But after that's over, they'll have like a month or something to just relax more and just chill.
Probably barely, depending if they go back in the gym when they get back home.
Yeah. I feel like Jackie will go right back to the gym though, right after she come back.
Nah, Jackie stay in the gym. She going back to the
Jackie
gym.
Jackie's always in the gym putting up something. Okay, since Unrivaled. Okay, so tomorrow season starts. Who do you think's gonna win for the weekend games that are coming up?
Ooh.
Like very soon.
Ooh, I could go first.
All right, go ahead.
First game, we got Miss in the Isles.
Yeah.
I got the Miss winning that game.
Okay.
I got the Luna House.
You got the House.
I got Miss winning that game as well for that first game.
House.
What's the next game? Is it Rose and Vinyl next game?
Yeah.
Rose and Vinyl next game.
All right, for the record, I had Vinyl first.
You got Vinyl? Okay.
I had them at first, and then I realized that's what I wrote down. Immediately scratched it off. Immediately scratch it off. I was like, what? No, Rose. I got Rose. But
got
if
Rose
I don't win, just know I said them first.
Right.
Okay. I got the Rose for that game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Rose.
Yeah, I got Rose.
Then we have
Saturday. Saturday is what? Phantom and Laces?
Yeah, Phantom Laces. I got the Laces.
I got Phantom.
All right, I got Laces.
Phantom is pretty. Phantom, I think Phantom is stacked though. That's gonna be a good game. That's definitely gonna be a good game.
But it's crazy how that's a hard game. They even try to get them warm up or nothing. They're like, nah, you got to
go. Yeah, we just go ease y'all right into it.
Just right there. Yeah, I think I thought it was gonna be a really good game. It was really like when I saw that, I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's gonna be hard because I was debating like who's gonna win because I was looking at both the teams. And I'm like, I got the Lasers, so I picked the Lasers, but I think it's gonna be a good game, so I'm excited for that game to show play. Oh, well,
it's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a good game. Yeah, that game, I'm actually looking forward to that game.
I'm so excited for that game. Oh. Well,
I'm gonna be at work. Like,
no, I'm about to be at work.
I'm gonna
be at work, hiding in my cooler, or hiding in my back room or something. Make sure my manager didn't see me. My phone out. I'm going max. Yeah.
Got it.
I gotta do.
Alright, so next game.
What was the last game?
I was in Rose, but y'all already know I got Rose.
I got Rose for that too. I can't lie.
Watch what you go have the owls. You gotta be the eyeball over there. You got the owls over there.
I'm gonna keep taking it. I'm gonna keep taking it.
You got the owls for that game.
No, I'm going Rose.
You're going Rose?
But I feel like Luma's going to put up a good game, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Dang, Roma, I'm so excited, though. Unraveled
is
starting.
That's going to be a good game. I take that back. That's going to be a good game. That, too, is going to
be a good
Rose
game. Rose and Lunar Owls?
Right.
Yeah,
that's going to be a good game.
I feel like Phantom and Laces and Rose and Lunar Owls are going to be a good game.
Those are going to be a good game.
So I feel like we're gonna see some like good games like back to back. Not the same day, but I feel like at least each one like one of those days is gonna be one good game, in my opinion. Yeah. They all gonna be good games at the end of the year, for sure. I'm so excited to see that go down. Like that's exciting to me.
Owls and Rose is gonna be interesting.
That is gonna be interesting.
That's gonna be.
I'm excited though. I'm mad excited for Unrivaled to start. Oh, dang!
Watch party. If anybody, I don't know. Probably by the time we get this go out, it probably be.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, but
by
the spot.
Time, yeah,
yeah. The spot is the watch party spot.
Yep, spot. LV. Yeah, watch party spot. So if y'all want to go out there and go ahead and peep it, this is probably going to be out like either tonight or like right before Unrivaled starts, like the morning of Unrivaled, like before the games. So, but yeah, we're going to keep this a little short and sweet. So, like Jazz said, watch party for Unrivaled is at the spot. If y'all want to go ahead and go watch it, go join up everyone else. Ace of Aces Nation, we over there. Go watch them.
Get the Tupac loaded fries.
The Tupac loaded fries, from our experience, that was fire.
Tupac loaded fries. What's in a Tupac loaded fries?
Oh, dang.
It's just regular loaded fries, but it comes with... It comes with pickled onions on it. It was actually pretty good because it had like an acidic taste to it.
Yeah. Okay. Comes from doing like little like pickled stuff like that.
The egg rolls.
The egg rolls. The brisket
mac and cheese egg rolls? Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of stuff I just can't eat.
It'd be like that. No, but yeah, y'all should definitely hit the spot. Watch Unrivaled. I won't be there because I have to work. But yeah, I know people will be there. So
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah,
I might be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be there in spirit. But all right. It's a little short and sweet of a episode, and I hope everyone enjoyed. And I hope everyone is excited for Unrivaled as we are. And you know, keep a lookout. And yeah, hope everyone has a good rest of the weekend. Enjoy Unrivaled. It's going to be fun. But all right, guys. Y'all have a good rest of your day, morning, night, whenever you're listening or watching this. And we out of here.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.